Hello.
Hello.
Here we are, episode 9.
Wow. Go. Tell.
Okay, today's news is vegan options now provided by 7 out of UK's 12 train companies.
Good news.
Yes, 7 of the UK's 12 major rail companies now offer vegan options on board their trains following a campaign by a leading charity. Just two of the companies offered plant-based options at the beginning of 2018 when the Vegan Society launched a phase of its Vegan on the Go campaign aimed at rail transport. As a result of the campaign, Virgin Trains, East Midland Trains, Greater Anglia, Grand Central Cross Country, Great Western Railway, and Ho Train all now provide vegan options. According to the Vegan Society, it is now targeting 5 more train companies and hoping to work with them on improving the vegan menu in the new year, which is 2019. And we are very pleased to see so many train companies make positive changes to their vegan food and drink offering. Elena Old, Communications and Campaign Officer at the Vegan Society, said in a statement sent to a plant-based news. And these businesses are showing the way the marketing is going. Vegan need to be catered for, and those who fail to recognize this risk missing out on a growing segment of the market. Vegan food options are inclusive of most dietary requirements and often promote sustainability. We are looking forward to working with small business on this. Yes.
It promotes sustainability, which means it's a good thing.
Yeah. I think, as far as I remember, this is our first episode to introduce vegan news, I think. So I think we should explain what vegan is, maybe.
Okay. So vegan is a lifestyle, a way of living in which you don't consume animal products. You choose to not have anything that is related to animal, which means it includes not only food, but also products like clothing and other objects, which could be made from animal skin or animal's body. Animals' excretions, like you also don't have dairy and anything that comes from an animal, basically, not even honey. So that is what being vegan means.
Yeah, thank you for explanation. I think I don't know. I'm very curious about other countries' movement. I think I heard UK is one of the one of the most advanced country in terms of vegan popularity.
I think it's because there's many people who are vegetarian or vegan in the UK. I don't know how it was years ago, but I noticed that when I was a child, I didn't really pay attention. But last times I went to the UK, I saw it was kind of a trend to be vegan or vegetarian. And in a good way, I mean
I
it.
think
In the supermarket, they sell vegan hamburgers, and I remember that 5 years ago or 4 years ago, they had this Linda McCartney, Paul McCartney's ex-wife. She was a vegan. So they
she
have,
was.
yeah, she passed away.
Oh, okay.
So Linda McCartney, she promoted vegan, and then you can find her brand's hamburgers and sausages and other fake meat products in the UK Sainsbury's and Tesco's and other supermarkets, which I really like. Because I found myself personally, that's a personal talk, but there was a barbecue while I was in the UK and I was invited, and I was worried that I didn't want to eat meat. And then I found that it was very easy to access any hamburger that was not made from meat, but was also what was plant-based. So I could enjoy with everyone just fine, and it didn't look weird because it just looks like meat, but it is not. It was great.
I see.
So what do you think?
So it seems UK is very advanced. So I'm wondering that when Japan Rail is going to offer vegan food.
Oh my god, I wonder when Japan restaurants are going to offer vegan food. That's the beginning. Like, train is already too advanced, especially with many foreigners coming. I think it's a problem that Japan is not flexible.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe, yeah, maybe when it's come to flexibility, yeah, Japan, it's not really great. This is my personal opinion.
Yeah, you know, like, the thing is that you go to the restaurant and you want to make your meal vegan or at least vegetarian, and you ask if they can take that certain ingredient, which maybe it's not the main, it's just a little part of the dish that you're ordering. But it's weird to ask for that. Like, it's weird to ask for any changes in what you're ordering in Japan. When you ask for a change, they look like they're in trouble and they're like, oh, sorry, I need to confirm. Ah, sorry, that's impossible. And you think, like, why? And it's like, you know, like, people are not used to spontaneous things in Japan, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's my impression.
Many people don't like to go out of plan.
Well, but life goes out of the plan all the time, so
I know.
You should be used to it.
I know.
Anyway, I'm really happy to see news about vegan because I think it's wonderful. And it makes me happy. It says vegan vegan? Vegan food and vegan drinks. That's good.
And yeah. Speaking of vegan burger, you know SES? SES?
No.
It's like electrical products. The new electrical products are introduced in the event.
What is SC? What is CES? Like, what does it stand for?
California Electronics something.
Summit?
Maybe summit. Well, somehow in this event, the non-meat burger was introduced.
Yes.
The Impossible Burger 2.0.
Was it good?
It seems good.
You know, like, even though there's these burgers, like, when people try to make these products, they get inspired by meat. So when people eat them, especially people who eat meat usually and they like it, it's impossible to not compare it to the origin. So if you compare both hamburgers, and then many people try these vegan hamburgers and they would say, oh, you know, it's not bad, but the real thing is better. Like, where there's good meat, there's good meat. So that's why I'm asking, like, was it good or was it just like, meh, it's good, but real meat is better? I think it really depends on where you're standing. To me, as a person who eats plant-based, I would for sure order the vegan burger, but I wonder how good it is, really.
I don't think. You have to go to United States to try this, I think.
Come on, Japan. Bring more options.
Yeah, I also was very surprised to see so many products, so many vegan products are in sale in Spanish supermarket. Well, not supermarket, it was fancy natural shop.
They were also in the normal supermarket, the biggest supermarket in Spain. And I think that is just lately, it just happened lately. 4 years ago, you could not find vegan, specifically vegan products in mm-hmm. the supermarkets with the tag vegan.
Mm.
But it seems that now it is happening.
So it took 4 years for Spain?
Yes.
Okay, so how many years in Japan?
Maybe 10 years more. And I was very happy to see many vegan products and all of them labeled in Thailand.
In Thailand?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It was very full of vegan products and you can identify them thanks to a sign that looks like a 17. You can Google it, like vegan Thailand, and I'm sure the a yellow and red sign with a 17 that means something in Thai.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very happy also to see that. It was actually very surprising, and from all the countries I've seen, Thailand was the pioneer in vegan products. You could be completely vegan in Thailand and feel completely satisfied. I feel like even the restaurants were very good in Bangkok.
Mm. So that. So, okay, so we shall close now.
As you like.
Okay, yeah. See you at the next episode. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I hope this helps you to get to know what is vegan.
Yeah, this is really actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
If you, in case you don't know vegan.
Mm. Google it.
Yes,
please. If you're interested.
Please.
Yeah.
Please Google vegan.
This is like publicity.
Yeah, but I think it's important to get to know about vegan.
Yeah, because it's not only the food, it's the whole movement. The sustainability, protecting the earth, taking care more of what is around us and not only caring about ourselves.
Yeah, sustainability is completely dismissed in this capitalism. So
yes. Anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.